Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, July the 10th, 2013. If it hits 100 today, Tucson will break the record for the most consecutive days over 100. Do you believe it? This hot streak began way back on June 1st. Yes, indeed, it has been a very hot, humid summer with so far very spotty rainfall. Even after a scary midnight lightning strike knocked out power for a couple of hours in our neighborhood early this morning, there was very little rain. Along with all that flash and noise, we will have another good opportunity for rain this afternoon. On this newly minted Wednesday afternoon, we'll get things going with Adam Quasman. Mr. Quasman, Republican State Representative from Oro Valley. Representative Quasman is launching an exploratory campaign, or committee, I should say, in Congressional District 1. 20 minutes past the hour, comet discoverer Dr. David Levy will join us, and then we'll spend some time with local business advocate Miguel Ortega. Mr. Ortega will be talking about his new effort called Move Your Meetings Downtown. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or we invite you to follow us on our very active Facebook page, which is very simple to find, Bill Buckmaster. We go now to the Buckmaster Show live line, and Adam Quasman, representative from Oro Valley, a Republican lawmaker. Adam, how are you today? How are things going?
Things are going excellently, and we are proud to announce our exploratory committee for Congressional District 1. We have had a great response. And we are right now just looking to see if we are going to be able to raise the money, get the support. And with anybody listening, if you are a supporter, you could log on and learn more about me, if you don't know anything about me, at adamquasman.com. That's ADAMKWASMAN.com.
What was your reaction to columnist Tim Steller's piece in the Arizona Daily Star today, perhaps comparing you with Rodney Glassman? Did you ever think that would happen?
No. Now, I've known Rodney for a long time through synagogue and through the Jewish community in Tucson. But, you know, there's a lot of differences between the two of us. You know, what Rodney did, you know, with all due respect to Rodney, he was a city councilman who ran in a statewide race against, I would consider, you know, a major national figure in John McCain. It was a long shot race from the beginning, and he did a great job winning the primary. But I would have been shocked to see John McCain lose any race ever. So that's one thing. The difference between me and Rodney is that I represent in my state legislative district 1/4 of Congressional District 1 and 50% of the primary voters in the Republican Party in Congressional District 1. So I believe a natural candidate would come out of Legislative District 11 because 50% of the Republicans in CD1 live in Legislative District 11. Also, Ann Kirkpatrick is with all due respect to the Congresswoman, she's not John McCain in terms of being a national figure, a longstanding representative of Arizona. And she was beaten in 2010, and she very, very, very narrowly won in 2012, which I think nobody can argue with the fact that it was a Democrat year. But this is a midterm, and she is not led in the way that I think the people demand it. I think it's time to, if we decide to make this a formal campaign, it's time to send somebody who has a true understanding of economics, an understanding of finance, who will be laser-focused on job creation and has had proven accomplishments in the legislature and is a proven conservative. And I think that's what is needed right now.
Well, one thing that Tim did point out is the fact that Rodney was approximately your age when he got into the race with McCain. You're 30 years old. You've really kind of been very much involved in politics, I guess, since the age 16, when you were a congressional page for then Representative Jim Colby. So, I mean, you are a young guy. You're ambitious, and I wonder if that the other side will try to use that the inexperience issue against you, Adam Quasman.
You know, I have to tell you that Paul Ryan was first elected to Congress at the age of 28. You know, I mean, this is an argument. If that is the argument that they want to throw against me, when I have that I have youth on my side, when I have we have a party that is out of control in terms of the White House right now, with a war on coal that's going to shut down the Navajo generating station, which would destroy hundreds of jobs and increase water prices tremendously. You still have a jobless recovery. We have so many issues going on right now. The Congresswoman continues to vote for Obamacare at every turn. You know, it's not as if there was just one vote. It continues to try to be reformed. We have issues ranging from the Keystone XL pipeline to the Offshore Energy and Jobs Act, which the Congresswoman did not support. You know, we have real issues that are going on right now, real problems. And I've proven myself in the legislature. I really truly believe, from the big stuff, whether it's fighting against Obamacare at the state level, to the little stuff, which is ending a 6-year dispute between the town of Marana and Pima County. So we have real achievements to point to. And if they think that me having a age on my side is a problem, you know, apparently it took in her and many of the Democrats amazing longevity in politics, they learn nothing, because they'll still bankrupt America and force government health care down our throats.
Would you agree that on your platform that the major issue will be the Navajo generating station for Congressional District 1? We've talked to David Modier regularly from the CAP, and that generating station, if folks don't understand it, that generating station really is responsible for moving water along the CAP, and without it, we'd be in some big trouble.
It is priority number one. It has to be. In this district, it needs to be solved. We can't just keep saying, yes, we support it, and then nothing happens. You know, I believe that our representatives, whether they're at the state level or at the congressional level, you know, they're our employees. I work for you. I really do. And you might like me, but if I'm not producing results, then maybe you want to look toward other types of representation. You want to hire the other guy that can get something done. And I think that has to be the laser focus, not simply just going along to get along with the president and his party. I think we need somebody who truly understands Arizona, understands finance, understands what it means to create an environment to create jobs. And that's what I bring to the table. I hold a master's in economics. I work in finance. Everything I do is about making lives better for working Americans. Whether it's sending their kids to school, making sure you can pay for college, this is in my private sector job, or saving for retirement. I mean, this is what we need to be focused on. There's so many things dividing us. Both parties have failed in terms of dividing us. I think we need to look toward ways to unite us. People know what I believe, they know where I stand, but they also know that I will reach out and work with anybody to help the lives of hardworking Americans.
Representative Adam Quasman with this Republican who has formed an exploratory committee in Congressional District 1. One is a huge district that goes actually from northern Pima County much to the east and northern regions of the state. I mean, I think it's the biggest, certainly the biggest congressional district in Arizona, isn't it, Adam?
Are you ready for the fun description?
Yeah.
It is the largest non-state wide congressional district in the country, which means that there's certain states that only have one congressional district because they have such a low population. Those states are bigger than CD1, but those that have more than one congressional district in their state, none of them are as big in the entire country are as big as CD1, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I love the fact that it's a microcosm of the entire United States. Whether it's their topography, and you have mountainous and forested regions in the north, all the way down to the deserts of the south, and then you have in the middle, in Pinal County, you have the plains and the farmland and ranchland. I think that that is outstanding. And you know what? LD11, the current district I represent, it has a great mix of urban and rural populations. I feel very comfortable being able to speak to the issues and the needs and listen to the needs and the issues of the entire CD1 constituency. And that's why I'm getting in right now in terms of the exploratory committee. We need to be able to take the time to be able to listen to everybody. And with such a large district, it's time to put some miles on the car.
Yeah, a lot of miles. You were hoping to challenge the incumbent Democrat Ann Kirkpatrick, who, by the way, will be our guest here Friday on the Buckmaster Show. By getting in at this point, are you hoping to kind of ward off a primary, or would you expect you would have a primary?
You know, right now, it's looking like I'm the only one, but 700,000 people live in the district, I can't speak to whether there's going to be a primary or not. That said, as aforementioned, I represent currently in the state legislature 50% of the Republicans in the entire congressional district. So with that type of proven electability, I don't foresee any major problems. Furthermore, we have been able to have the support of across the spectrum of the Republican Party. I mean, we're talking from David Gowen, the majority leader, who represents Graham and Greenlee counties, Steve Smith, who represents Pinal and Pima counties, and then up north, Brenda Barton and Bob Thorpe, who represent Navajo and Coconino counties up north, that's in the Flagstaff area, as well as Ethan Orr and T.J. Shope, who represent, let's be honest, we fought tooth and nail in terms of Obamacare in Arizona.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're supporting me because I believe that they respect the fact that at the end of the day, we fight tooth and nail on the battlefield, but I play my cards hands up and say, where can we work together? It's that type of broad-based coalition that I think is necessary to win in swing districts like this, and something, frankly, we haven't seen very much in the last 30 years in Southern Arizona, or Arizona as a whole in the Republican Party.
Adam, one quick question, and I am out of time. You did manage the Jesse Kelly, Jesse's failed campaign. What did you learn out of that experience?
I learned that whenever we are talking, when we talk about things, you have to make sure that we respect the entirety of the populace. And I want people to know that I am a staunch conservative. This is what I believe. People know my voting record, but I want to listen to everybody. And I think that victory comes with the kind of tone that of listening and being a part of this community, which I have been since I was born.
Okay, Adam Quasman, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. AdamQuasman.com, AdamQuasman.com.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Row. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are live streaming the show so people can listen to this program anywhere in the world. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And joining us now from his observatory in Vail, Arizona, Dr. David Levy, who is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David Levy, how are you today?
Do I have the honor of talking to the famous Bill Buckmaster?
You do indeed, but I'm nowhere near as famous as Dr. David Levy. David, I understand there's a new telescope in one of the driest places on the face of the Earth.
Yes.
Down in Chile.
I'm talking with you today, Bill, from my home, as you said correctly, at the Jarnac Observatory, but also from my new place at the Levy Blanchard Observatory in the Atacama Desert in northern Chile.
Wow.
And there it is not summer but winter, so I'm here because now it is summertime. But the telescope is absolutely fantastic. It is a 16-inch diameter telescope, which I have been allowed to use to add to my searching of comets every night, and I used it just a few hours ago. And the telescope is working beautifully. It's a lovely telescope. It was built by Dean Koenig and his colleagues at StarZona right here in Tucson, and was installed. Scott Tucker went down to the Atacama and installed it a number of months ago, and it is working beautifully. Andy Blanchard from Canada is the owner of the telescope and the chief organizer of its use, and I'm getting a chance to use it almost every clear night now, so I'm really enjoying it. I'm not sure if I'll ever find a comet with it, but I'm trying.
It is all part of that search for the 24th comet, so we can abbreviate your intro to say an even two dozen.
Yeah.
The Atacama Desert is really an amazing place. I've been to Chile, and now the wintertime, as you say, the viewing from there is just spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually saw this guy from nearby Bolivia at Lake Titicaca on a couple of occasions, and it's about the best sky that I've ever seen. The Milky Way, which we can see from here on a clear night, is so brilliant from there that it casts a shadow.
Oh, wow. You're getting ready for your big astronomy retreat. Don't you go up to the Adirondacks in New York every year?
Yes,
don't you?
We do, and thank you for asking about that, Bill. We are leaving at the end of the month, and the dates for this year's retreat are July the 30th to August the 1st to August the 8th. And we get there a day early to get things set up. And the other people start coming in on the 1st and for a week of observing, hopefully, in the Adirondacks. It won't be quite as rainy as it is right now.
And this will be the 10th time you've done this retreat.
This
up
is
there.
Our 10th, yeah. It's a very special year. Wendy and I are very proud that we've managed it through 10 years now.
How about the meteor shower? There's a good one coming up, right?
Yes, there are two good ones. The Delta Aquarids will be at the very end of July, and the Perseids, that's right before the retreat starts, the Perseids will be right after the retreat ends on the 11th and 12th of August. The Perseids are, for all practical purposes, the best shower of the year. The Geminids are better, but the Perseids are on warm summer nights where everybody can see them, and they're absolutely magnificent.
I was going to say, do you have to stay up late to see them, or any of these rather early evening?
All night long for the Perseids, but they do get much better in the hours before dawn, and so it's better to see them in the morning hours. Also, considering the weather here in Arizona, the sky tends to get better as the night goes on rather in the evening. And it is it's amazing. I first saw these from the original Charnac, which my grandfather had back in Quebec near Montreal. And you could almost imagine the meteors coming down, and they disappear, but the dust from them floats into the little pond of our cottage, and then onto streams and into the Ottawa River and then into the St. Lawrence River. These meteors are typically known as the tears of St. Lawrence because they are named after the famous saint who was put to death a long time ago. And I like to think that they were observed by Jacques Cartier as he was on his way down the St. Lawrence River.
David, anything new on Comet Ison? We're expecting that comet to be really a spectacular show in November, right?
Well, we're certainly expecting it, Bill, but we don't know if it'll happen. And the thing is that I certainly hope to observe it with the telescopes here and with the telescope down in Chile. And I do, however, believe very strongly that the comet will be visible without a telescope. In fact, we are trying to organize an observing session here at Charnac Observatory to see the comet coming up after it rounds the sun in late November. And we're going to have an observing session here to try to see it when it's at its brightest in the first week of December.
Well, I know you have friends all over the world, especially up in Eastern Canada. They can always listen to your interviews, your monthly interviews here on the Buckmaster Show.
It's on podcast.
Yes,
as well, so they can hear it right now.
They can.
And they can also hear my monthly quote, which is, again, about comets, and it says, this is a quote from myself, it says, comets are like cats. They both have tails, and they both do precisely what they want.
I like that. Short but sweet. David Levy, thank you very much. Good luck up in upstate New York with the astronomy camp, and my regards to your lovely wife, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you. We both say hi, and we will see you next month.
Thanks a lot. David Levy on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice, we'll be talking about local business in downtown Tucson. That's next as we continue on the Buckmaster Show.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. George Zimmerman hasn't made up his mind on whether he'll testify at his murder trial in Florida. When asked by the judge today, Zimmerman said he hoped to make a decision by the end of the day. The judge will soon be asking Zimmerman again whether he will testify. The Pentagon is considering plans to eliminate danger pay for service members in up to 18 countries and 5 waterways around the globe. The president and CEO of the railway's parent company says an employee failed to properly set the brakes of the train that crashed in a town in Quebec over the weekend, leaving at least 15 people dead. Updating Wall Street, the Dow is down about 3 points at 15,297. The NASDAQ trading 16 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAmobility.com or Facebook.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Twelve 35 on this Wednesday afternoon, our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show, and we are on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we're also, again, live streaming on my website, buckmastershow.com, and on the station's website, kvoi.com. And reminder that if you missed a portion of the program, we usually have it posted to buckmastershow.com within an hour of the conclusion of the program. And we also post to tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com, as well as our partnership with local media. We're very proud of that. Well, a local Tucson business advocate has launched a new effort called Move Your Meetings campaign. It's about persuading folks to move their regularly scheduled meetings to businesses in downtown Tucson or along 4th Avenue, businesses that have really been impacted due to the modern streetcar construction. With me in studio is Miguel Ortega, former staff member in Ward 3 City Council office. He was there for 5 years. Miguel is a business development consultant. He's a longtime West Side resident, MC of the Fiesta Grande in right. Barrio Hollywood.
For 11 years.
Yeah, it's been 11 years since you're doing that. And we're proud to say and welcome him to the KVOI lineup of really what we call expert talk here on the weekend. His new show called Locally Owned with Miguel Ortega premiered on Saturday. And that show is on at, I think, a pretty good time, Miguel, 11 to 12, because I like kind of the midday time anyway. People are kind of out and about in the car and on Saturday, they're out running errands. So I think you got a good time there. And from listening to the show on Saturday, I think you're off to a good start.
Well, it's our first one, and certainly any feedback that I can get from you, Bill, who's been doing this for the longest time, is always
45
welcome.
45 years in the news and broadcasting business, hard to believe.
You know, Bill, you probably don't remember this.
And I still look fairly good for that.
You look great. No, Bill, and you probably don't remember this, but you did an interview with us over at Invisible Theater. I was in a play, and you came over, and you did an interview, I think it was television, for that one.
Yeah.
And so you were fantastic then, and you're fantastic now, and so I'm really happy to be on the show.
Tell me a little bit about the concept of the campaign that you have really launched, and the Arizona Daily Star had a nice piece about moving your meetings. What's your thinking behind this, Miguel?
Well, it's really straightforward, and just the idea is to support our locally owned mom and pops that have been around forever along the modern streetcar route, so that they can survive and reap the benefits once the modern streetcar is in and moving. Because, you know, I think a lot of folks are really excited. I'm excited. There's been some controversy behind the whole modern streetcar construction. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a great thing for downtown and 4th Avenue. It's already starting to blossom and great things happening. But what's going to happen to those mom and pops that have been there for the longest time, didn't have the money or the opportunity to shut down during construction to redo things with their shops, and they're going on a second summer with very low revenue because of construction and delays in places like Maya Quetzal and Chocolate Iguana, the district. So the idea basically is to ask. Government organizations like TUSD, the Pima, the city, TEP, and other neighboring areas to just look at their schedule and see about moving at least one or two of their regular meetings to locally owned businesses to help them have some revenue over the summer to survive, and then really reap the benefits once fall comes.
So you're saying that rather than do the meeting kind of or the regularly scheduled meeting in the conference room, which you've sat through many a meeting when you were District 3,
that's right.
as an aide,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a sterile environment, isn't it?
It is. It's terrible. The coffee usually is not that great, so why not do it at a locally owned cafe?
And I can't tell you after 23 years. At KUAT, how many meetings I sat through.
Right.
And maybe organizations, even if they decided, hey, why don't we just grab coffee or something at a local place and just – it shows there's people. I mean, there's traffic in the business. It's just moving people through,
and it's a win-win, because a lot of times the University of Arizona gets a bad rap when it comes to their relationship with neighborhoods and businesses. And so this is a great way to say, you know what, you are our neighbors. We value you as locally owned businesses, and so we're going to be intentional and move some of our meetings to your place. And the other idea as well is to take pictures and to post them on social media to promote
Facebook
that little business
or whatever.
As well. Yeah.
That can also move some people through the building. 790-2040 Miguel Ortega is with me. Do you like his idea about moving meetings? We'd love to hear from you. Again, 790-2040. Move your meetings hubs. Now, what's the thinking here? And let's talk a little bit about some of these hubs that you have in mind.
Absolutely. So for the hubs, we did the kickoff, and on June 21st, we decided to do it on the first day of summer, Bill. Because,
why not?
Really, summer is a tough time for a lot of folks just to get out, and it's a tough time for businesses because they need to think about surviving. And when times are great, when the tourists are there, the revenue's in the black, but you have to do, very well to then survive the slow summer, So we decided to do the kickoff event on the 21st of June, and those hubs are the hubs that we hosted. We started with Chocolate Iguana.
On North 4th.
Right. And then a wonderful place called the Hop Yard. Oh,
H-O-P yard, like hops and beer, right?
Yeah.
The Hop Yard.
They do sandwiches and salads. They're really, really super good. And so we had that there. And I'm happy to say that they are now starting to really pick up on their clientele there. So
and then you moved over to Cafe Luce, is it?
Cafe Luce.
Luce.
And by the way, Clint, who is a barista there, who's a really great young guy, he's going to be my house barista on the next show on Saturday.
On Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Then you close things out at a place called the District Tavern on East Congress.
And it's the best dive bar you will ever visit. And it's right next to the Hub, which is the great upscale, wonderful place that I would take my mother-in-law to.
Right.
But then I would take my rebellious nephew with the tattoos and the earrings from California to the District Tavern.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Gloria, you are up with Miguel Ortega. Go ahead, Gloria.
Hola, Miguel.
Hola, Gloria.
So here's another idea.
Sure.
If you cannot move your meeting to one of the wonderful places on 4th Avenue, order your food and coffee and drinks and have someone pick it up and take it back to the boring place where you do have to meet.
That is an excellent idea, Gloria.
I know sometimes you cannot, but these people will put it in a box and you run by, get it, dump in the car, and you're back there and you've given them the business.
You know, Gloria, that's a wonderful idea, and that just reminds me of all these other efforts. A lot of folks that I've talked to have said that they've been participating in this effort in different ways or have been involved with other groups. And the way we see it is there is no ego involved here. We just want our mom and pops to survive. So we welcome all ideas, all, you know, partnerships, just to keep our mom and pops open this summer. That's the main goal.
Thank you, Gloria. I am a huge supporter of localism, and you know, now that I'm a small business owner and own this show, I know what you're talking about in summer. Summer's a slow time for all of us, so this actually was a very good time to launch this, and I really believe we do need to support local businesses wherever possible, and that's why I'm also, Miguel, a huge supporter of Tucson International Airport, and why I tell people, please, don't drive up to Phoenix.
Right.
The people who work at TIA are local people. They're your neighbors. Support your local airport.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just go out of your way a little bit, because locally owned businesses, they go out of their way in a big way. And they are the ones that pay for our roads, public safety, schools via sales tax. So when you support them, they in turn are supporting you. And they tend to give back to the community a lot more as well.
And that's one of the things, Miguel, I like about this radio station.
Right.
And Mr. and Mrs. Martin, who own the station, it's a locally owned radio station. And try to find some locally owned radio stations that are in the commercial end.
Right.
You
say,
KXCI, of course, mm-hmm. but that's non-commercial. But as far as commercial, this is it, KVOI.
Exactly. That's why I was so excited to do the show here.
Here,
yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to keep Miguel Ortega over for another segment because we've got a lot more to talk with Miguel about. So stay with us, 790-2040. We're talking about localism and how to support local businesses and why it's so important. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy
Flower. Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit CoxBusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next day professional installation.
A carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 1250, our midweek edition on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are enjoying talking with Miguel Ortega, and locally owned is his new radio show with Miguel Ortega here on KVOI, The Voice. And I want to tell you, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking to get away for the weekend, I always recommend Silver City. A lot of people like to head over to the coast, but, you know, Silver City, talk about a locally, really a place that's very proud of what they have accomplished with their Main Street program, mm-hmm. Miguel, in Silver City. I mean, they're one of the top 100 arts communities, and they do just really a great job with all these different events, like they have the Hummingbird Festivals coming up the weekend of July 19th, and kind of their big signature event, Miguel, is the Clay Festival, July 27th to August 4th. This is like potters and folks that are into pottery come from all over the world to this event. So it's a really big deal. And Silver City's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Here's the good part, 15 degrees cooler.
Oh, sure.
Because the elevation is over a mile high. And many nice places to stay, including Faywood Hot Springs, Georgetown Cabins, Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Go to southwestnewmexico.org, their fine website, to find out more. We've been talking about localism and buying local. I want to get back to the Buckmaster Show Lifeline, and I think we have Jim is up next. Let's go to Jim Kelly. Jim, go ahead. You're with Miguel Ortega.
Good afternoon, Bill. Good afternoon, Miguel.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Good.
I am well.
Good.
Hey, listen, you know, my children lived in Asheville, North Carolina for quite a few years, and one of the things that they did was they created Wi-Fi hotspots throughout the city, and particularly along the tourism district where all the hotels and the restaurants are. And I think more people would move their meetings to the mom-and-pops, but so many of the mom-and-pops don't have Wi-Fi hotspots. Mm,
right.
So one of the things I think that we could negotiate in our next franchise agreement with Cox is perhaps they provide hotspots throughout the city. I think that is one thing that this city could do that would improve businesses and improve the traffic to those little neighborhood places.
You know, again, like I mentioned before, all good ideas must be considered because the more that we are creative, the more we support our local mom and pops. And so Wi-Fi, you know, we need to also promote what the amenities are at these locally owned businesses, because, you know, some may not have Wi-Fi, but some may have some amenities, but just the general public doesn't know anything about it. And I would also say, you know, that Sprocket Communications is a locally owned internet and phone provider, and so they may be some folks. So if you want to go even further in supporting locally owned businesses, that might be a way to go. But I think that the good corporate citizenship from national chains are always as well welcome. I mean, I think to me, it's like it's a win-win when we all work together, because a lot of national chains do support local vendors, and that's great for everyone.
Yeah, Cox really does a great job.
Yes.
They try to – huge localism. They're a supporter of this program, mm-hmm. Cox Business, and we really like what Cox does. Let's talk about some of the big issues that you have weighed in on over the last few weeks. You had an op-ed piece about the whole – really – is fiasco the right word about the whole thing with El Rio and the Grand Canyon College? You know, I'm hearing now Grand Canyon may be deciding to just forget about the Tucson.
Yeah, and that's sad, Bill. It really is. No one's happy about that. I'm not happy about it. And certainly, boy, I tell you, it's one of those issues that came up during summer, and it just has serious legs, serious political legs, you know. But again, I mean, my position, and I think the position of a lot of folks on the West Side, is that we want economic development. And unfortunately, this particular proposal was just really dead on arrival because it was just the wrong place. And so, and you know, there will be debate, and it continues to be debate. Some folks feel that, hey, well, it's El Rio was already losing money, and so we shouldn't we should consider any and all options. But you know what? Just for me and for folks on the West Side, El Rio Golf Course is historic. There's 700 beautiful trees there. It's an asset, and that's just never going to fly. And so I think that if the proposal was, say, at the El Mercado mm-hmm. lot yeah. or anywhere else that it was viable, we would have had a better chance. We wouldn't have scared away a company like Grand Canyon that would bring yeah. so much job opportunities, and we would have succeeded, not given yet another black eye to Tucson.
I would love to have Grand Canyon at whatever location other than El Rio.
Right.
I mean, right. It's just you're right. It's all about, you know, here's the economic benefit, but it's just the wrong location. And if the folks at Grand Canyon would give us another chance,
right.
there are locations that we could accommodate them.
Yeah, and you know, and we understand, you know, I understand that there you do have to have an opportunity to negotiate, and some things do have to be conducted in executive session. Excuse me. But, you know, I think that also once that is done, quickly you have to involve the public. You have to have an open and transparent discussion. And we shouldn't be so cynical and not have faith in community input, because I think that if you were to ask the West Siders there, they would have said, yes, please, let's involve us, let's partner and find ways to support our businesses and bring companies in to invest on the West Side.
Miguel Ortega is with us. He is the host of a new program here on KVOI every Saturday morning from 11 to 12. And the new show is called Locally Owned with Miguel Ortega. We've been talking about localism and then the El Rio situation. And I also want to bring up this idea that has been floated now by Mr. Varney. Mike Varney, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Tucson Metro Chamber, talking about maybe it's time to rethink the nickname that has been around Tucson forever, the Old Pueblo. I particularly like the Old Pueblo
yeah.
name, and I don't want to change it.
Well,
that's where I feel. That's my thing.
And the way I see it is that whether you and I love it or hate it, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
No.
I mean, it's just the Old Pueblo. I mean, I think the idea that we need to, what we need to really embrace and think about is how to bring new and vibrant ideas, more investment to the Old Pueblo. So
yes.
it's for example, you know, in Italy, I mean, we walk around, it's just, there's so much history and so many old structures, but there's also a new development that's added on top of it without messing up or not respecting or celebrating the old, you know. So I think that,
and we have made our mistakes in this community with,
sure,
with some of the finest adobe architecture in the United States that was torn down during the when urban renewal cities thought that was the way to go in the 50s and 60s to make way for the Tucson Convention Center.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, we don't want to make that mistake again. But
no.
I will say that Mr. Varney and the chamber they need to be given kudos and congratulated for, you know, having a discussion. I mean,
sure.
I think that, you know, I could I've come up with, just ask my wife, Bill, I've come up with some really bad ideas, but she has not left me, you know.
No, we certainly applaud Mr. Varney.
Absolutely.
For at least putting that on the table. And, you know, it's a discussion point and something that we can talk about. Now, getting back to where we started this conversation a half hour ago about supporting the businesses along 4th and downtown with holding your meetings, what's a place to, how is there a clearinghouse? Maybe do you go to your website or your Facebook or what?
Yeah, so you can go to moveyourmeetings.com and you can get a lot of information there. But I got to tell you, our Facebook page with the same name, Move Your Meetings, you probably will get more real-time information there. We like to celebrate all the groups that have been participating. We have pictures and more information. But both are good, you know, ways to be informed and up to date on our project. You could also email us at moveyourmeetings@gmail.com,
okay,
to ask more information and questions, but that's the way to go.
Yeah. All right. We will be listening for your show 11 to 12 this Saturday morning. Do you have a guest lined up yet or not?
We do, actually. We have Deanna with Local First Arizona.
Okay.
Will be our second guest for a second show.
Dylan Smith was your first guest.
He was excellent.
Yeah, Tucson Sentinel.
Yeah.
Did a great job. And Dylan, of course, one of the contributors on our Friday roundtable here on the Buckmaster Show. Miguel Ortega, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate the time.
It's great to see you again.
You got it. Likewise.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Butter, Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Our thanks to Culligan Water. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a refreshing bottle of Culligan. We thank them for their support of a locally owned program. And we will now promote, and always glad to do so, the John C. Scott Show, 3 to 5 this afternoon, and then tomorrow it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.